We're in the middle of Siman Tov Reish Lamed Gimel. We are up to Seif Hey. So the next few Seifim are a sugya in at the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about the sukkah, which is more than 20 amos high. And now you want to, which of course is puzzle, so we want to kasha the sukkah. How are we going to kasha the sukkah? So last week we discussed different options, and now we're going to discuss the itztava. The itztava is I'm going to put a platform on the floor of the sukkah, thereby raising the floor of the sukkah, which will now lower the airspace of the sukkah from over 20 amos to less than 20 amos. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says, "Ha'isa gavah michaf ama." If the sukkah is more than 20 amos high, "Ubanu ba itzdava keneged dofen ha'emtzai al pnei kula." We're generally speaking about a three-walled sukkah, so you're putting the platform against the far wall, and it goes from side to side. So it's up against the back wall and goes from side to side. So the Gemara says that sukkah is now, you now kasha the sukkah. The sukkah is now, we count the schach, we measure from the top of the platform to the bottom of the schach, 20 amos or less, it's going to be kasha. Rashi says, even if the platform does not go all the way to the open wall, the opening of the sukkah, as long as it's 7 by 7, it's going to kasha the entire sukkah. Even from the platform, even beyond the platform where the sukkah is still more than 20 amos high. How does that work? Based on the Gemara that we've discussed in the past, Adap Yutas Amud Alf, Psal Hayotze Min HaSukkah Nidon KeSukkah. It's an extension of the kosher sukkah. Because the sukkah is now kosher, so the extension is also going to be kosher, even though the schach over there is more than 20 amos high. The Torah brings down from Rabbeinu Yeshaya, not like that. It's only kosher on the platform itself. Off the platform towards the opening of the sukkah is not going to be kosher. You cannot sit there. The Torah concludes that his father, the Rosh, agrees with Rashi. Beis Yosef brings down that the Rambam also agrees with Rashi. And we'll see in Shulchan Aruch that is the halacha. Let's see. Tafri Shalom Gimel Sifhei. Ha'isa gavoa me'esrim. The sukkah is more than 20 amos high. Ubanu ba itzva keneged dofen ha'emtzai. You build a platform against the far middle wall. Al pnei kula, which goes from side to side, so the platform is now bordering on all three walls. Uba shir sukkah, and as long as the platform is at least 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, it's a shir sukkah. Kshera kol ha sukkah. The entire sukkah is kosher, like Shitas Rashi. Ma'afilu meha itzdava vahala. Even off the platform, even the plot between the platform and the opening, which is not, which is more than 20 amos high, that is also going to be kosher, and you can sit there. Mishabura Sif Katan Yud. Yes? But Ochlim Yeshayim Sham, you could sit there, you could eat there, Vatam Dan Robo, so it's the Makilu Mispashetes Bekola Sukkah. We view the platform as if it extends all the way to the opening, even though it does not. We could Amina Kainze, Lael Sim, Tafri Islam, and Allah Sif Yud Zayim, the Eden Kanaba Botim, Latan HaParutz. That's the sukkah from Daf Yutah. So Psal Hayot Emin HaSukkah Nidon KeSukkah. That is Sif Hey. Sif Va. Similar case. Instead of putting the platform against the back wall, going from side to side, I put it just on one side. It takes up, let's say, half of the width of the sukkah, so it only touches on the back wall and one side wall. So now I have a sukkah that's more than 20 amos high. I put in a platform to minimize the height of the sukkah. This is the platform. It borders on half of the back wall and, let's say, the wall on the left. So now it's more problematic. It says the Gemara over there in Daf Dalet. Min hatzad, the itzva is on the side of the sukkah. Yesh misfas itzva lekosov dalet amos psula. Pachos midalet amos kshera. If the itzva is less than 4 amos from the other wall, then it's going to be kosher. Why? Because we're going to view the schach over there, which is above 20 amos, as a dofen akuma. So if it's less than 4 amos, it's going to be kosher. because the third wall now is going to count. It's going to halachically meet the schach that's not above 20 amos through dofen akuma. If it's dalet amos or more, so then it's going to be possible because that wall is disqualified. You only have two walls, the sukkah will not be kosher. Now the question is, can you sit under that part of under the dofen akuma? Can you sit in the area on the side of the platform where the schach is more than 20 amos high? And we said the reason that you kasher the sukkah is because we said that the schach up above is a dofen akuma, like a crooked wall, an extension of the wall. So here the B'Yosef brings down from the Rosh that everyone would agree you cannot sit there. The Magid Mishnah wants to say that the same machlokes that we have between Rashi and Rabbi Shaya in the previous halacha will apply over here as well. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Rishlam Gimel Sithei. Yibona ha'itzva min ha'tzad, you're building the platform on the side. Yim yesh min ha'itzva ad kosel ha'sheni pochos mi'arba amos. If you have from the itzva until the wall it's not bordering on, if it's less than dalet amos, the sukkah is going to be k'shera. What's k'shera? Says the Shulchan Aruch, al ha'itzva dafka. Dafka on the itzva is going to be kosher, like the Rosh said, not the part which is above 20 amos high. You can't sit under the dofen akuma. Vim lav psula. We're in Tofresh Lamed Gimel. We started with Siv Hey, now we're on Siv Vav. We're discussing the sugya and Dav Dalet, where the sukkah is above 20 amos high, and you have an itzva, you put in a platform to lower the height of the schach. So in this case, the platform only borders on two walls. The first case, it bordered on all three walls. That was great. In the case where it only borders on two of the walls, so then the wall that it's, if it's less than dalet amos, so we're going to say dofen akuma, then it's going to be okay. But even though we say it okay, the sukkah is going to be kosher. You won't be able to sit in the area that is still more than 20 amos high. Okay, if it's less than, we say dofen akuma. Under the dofen akuma part, you cannot sit. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch just said. It's a machlokes that's been shown him. And the Shulchan Aruch passing tshera ala itzva dafka. Only on the itzva is a kosher. And if you have more than dalet amos, then dalet amos or more, you're not going to say dofen akuma at all. You only have two walls. The whole sukkah is going to be possible. Okay, the Mishnah Brura Sifkatan Chaf Aleph, all the way at the bottom of the page. Ala Itzva Dafka is kosher. The Misham Ulahalan Efshel Hachshu Agaba the Itzva Kidla El. It can't be kosher. The Leker Sham Schach kosher. That Schach is not kosher. Why not? Share Asisa the Schach Dofen, because it's not really Schach. You turned it into a Dofen, and it's a Dofen Akuma. Vim Kenu Yoshev Tachas Ha Dofen, and you're sitting under the Dofen, that's not good enough. But the tzad ha-pesach, but the other, but towards the entrance, assuming the sukkah is kosher, now you want to sit again in an area which is more than 20 amos high, but it's towards the entrance. That's going to be mutter leishem af lahala mina itzdava. The sham yesh schach rakshu lamala me'esu. That's called schach. Oh, but the schach is too high. That we just learned in the previous halacha from psal hayotze mina sukkah nidon kisukkah. So once the whole sukkah becomes kosher, the whole platform area becomes kosher, the extension is also going to be kosher. But next to the platform is no good because that has the status of a dofen akuma. You can't sit next to the dofen. Now, the issue, footnote 16, asks the question that I was bothered by. We learned at the end of Tuf, Reish, Lamed, Aleph, that if the sukkah is built like a teepee, or basically the wall and the schach are one, you put it on a diagonal from the floor all the way up to the wall, okay, we said as long as you have a tefach of space, either on the top or on the bottom, that's already kosher enough, and you can sit under the wall. So why that wall you can sit under, and this wall you can't sit under? So I was very excited to see Dishu ask that question, but I didn't have enough time to actually understand the answer. It's discussed in the Mogen of Ram, Ayin Sham for Homer. So that is Taf Reish Lamed Gimel Seif Vav. Seif Zayin. Continuation. In Bana Istva Be'emta. Now you're building the platform in the middle. It's not bordering on any of the walls. It's just in the middle of the sukkah. If to each side is less than 4 amos, k'sheira al ha'itzdava. So on the itzdava, for now assume we have 3 walls, so because generally you have 3 walls, the 4th wall is open. So you can sit and eat and sleep on the itzdava itself. Even if it's more than 10 tefachim high, we don't say it becomes its own reshus, it's not mitaches to the walls and the schach, we don't say it. That's only if it's pachos mi'arba amos to each wall, because then we're going to say dofen akum on all 3 sides. The Gemara says that's the finish. We don't only say dofen akum on one side, you can say dofen akum on all the sides. However, miyesh bein al kois al arba amos, psu. So then, if it's dalar amos or more, so then the sukkah is going to be possible because you don't see the dofen akuma, you just knocked off at least 1 wall, you're down to 2 walls, 2 walls, not a kosher sukkah. Even if the itzvah itself is 10 tefachim high, and there's a theoretical possibility on Shabbos, it would be a reshus hayachid. We say, good asik mechitzta, we view the sides of the pillar as if they go all the way up, and they enclose the area. We say that on Shabbos, we do not say that on sukkahs. On sukkahs, we need, as the Mishnah Berurah says at the end of Sifkat and Chavdalet, you need recognizable mechitzos, and good asik mechitzos are not good enough. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chaf Beis Ksheira Ala Itzdava. So on the Itzdava is kosher, but off the Itzdava is sitting again under the Dofen Akuma. That's a problem. Can't sit under the Dofen. Can this kill the Amitur Dofen Akuma? Ashmina Hocha the Gam Bekama Ruchos Vasach Asmina Dofen Akuma Binyaneinu. We can say Dofen Akuma on more than one side. Here, the Shara Tzion Oitz Chav Gimel brings on a very exciting, very lamdish sugya related to this. And that is, it's a Mishra Shara Tzion, otherwise Oitz Chav Gimel, the Gemara. Megam kan lav dafka le'itzva, the bavakam shein dofen can go negative pesach mutu mitam psal. Okay, so the fourth wall, which is open, so that we say the sukkah continues, that side will be mutu. But the other 3 sides, you're sitting under the dofen akuma, no good. What if it has 4 walls and I only need 3? And each side is less than 4 amos between the itzdava and the wall. The whole sukkah would be kosher here, even under the wall. Why can you sit under the wall? Bitamo. His reason is I'm sitting here, your picture, it's in the middle, I could sit over here, 4 walls. So whichever direction I sit in, I could say, okay, the other 3 is a dofen akuma, I'm on the 4th wall that doesn't need a dofen akuma, and I'm on the hemshech, the continuation of the tzchach, which is going to be kosher even when it's lamala, mi'chav, ama.
Diagonal works too.
What?
Diagonal works too.
Hold on. V'ayin b'bikur Yaakov, d'metzad d'chatez adafke b'shnei b'nei od. This is okay, so that will work. So now one man can sit over here on one side and say the other 3 sides of Dofen Akuma, I'm by the continuation, which is kosher. And another guy can sit on the exact other end and he can say the opposite. No, your 3 sides are Dofen Akuma, can't sit there, my side is kosher. This is that you can only say with 2 different people. Each one is viewing the other 3 walls as a dofen akuma. So as far as I'm concerned, my side's kosher, your side's puzzle. As far as you're concerned, your side's kosher, my side is puzzle. But if it's one person who wants to sit here and then decides that it's more comfortable on the other side, so then it's already shtickle tied to the sasrei, because you can't have, now I don't know why you can't say something else each time, and that's what the Yeshu brings down from Rav Nissim Karelitz. Each each meal I could sit in a different corner and decide that this is the psalayot, this is the kosher part, the other 3 sides are not kosher. That's what this is. Karelitz, shemistavish, shemutter, ela shalamaisa, tzarech, iyan. So there's a whole discussion, halacha, how to view this. And then they compare it to the other case in Dirshu footnote 17.
Yeah, these people eating the same sukkah together.
What if you have a whole sukkah, and down the middle you have four tefachim schach puzzle. Puzzles the sukkah. What does it mean, puzzles the sukkah? He cuts the sukkah in half. Okay? But if the four tefachim schach puzzle are within four amos, so then I could just say, dofen akuma. And say the schach kosher over here and the schach pasul together is a dofen akuma, and I'm sitting, whatever I'm sitting is kosher. I have three walls. Can I sit here and have my friend sit on the other side and say the opposite svara? Each one wants to say the other one is sitting under the dofen akuma and I'm sitting in the kosher part. And can they sit there together at the same time? Or is that some sort of steven? So here it sounds like they can sit there together at the same time. Rashi Zalman has all discussion if this case is comparable to that case and why it might be different. Ayin sham for Homer. Right.
Have they had the same, being the same suit?
Yeah, they talk about one being motzi, the other one in the bracha of Leshev HaSukkah. And then in the other case was, what if he wants to have his, he's sitting in one section and the table's on the other section. So now the table has to be in the sukkah, but now it's not mishatar to the sasu because...
Right.
I don't know if it works in this particular case. Okay, right. See, let's finish the simin sif. Yes. Sukkah she'ini gemar sar tefachim psula. That's the first mishnah in sukkah. The sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim high. Okay. Sif tes. Haisa gavoa me'asara. My sukkah is 10 tefachim high. Kosher sukkah. However, v'hutzin yordin l'toch asara. But now, the schach has these branches that are hanging down into the 10 tefach space of the sukkah. Even though it's not a majority of the sukkah, it's just chamasa merubah mitzilasan, just a little bit. Now, I don't know, like one branch is going to pass the whole sukkah. Like, where you draw the line, I don't know. But chamasa merubah mitzilasan is going to be psula. That's a discussion in the Gemara between Abaye and Rava. One of them wants to say, we said if you have a sukkah that's more than 20 amos high, it's possible. If you have these hoots in your din within the 20 amos, so if it's silasa merubah mechamasa, we'll view that as the schach, and the sukkah will be kosher. So, to follow that to the other direction, my sukkah is 10 fucking high. I have some branches hanging down. If it's tzilasa merubah mechamasa, I understand. Now your schach is considered to be 9 tefachim. No good. But it's chamasa merubah mitzilasa. It's more sunlight and shade from those branches. So it shouldn't count as schach at all. And it shouldn't pass the sukkah. To which, I think it was Rava responded, no, it's a dira srucha, ain't other dar, bedira srucha. Just the corners of the ends of the slach, but velo chashivi, it's not significant enough to pass the sukkah. The gam ebem gideshi asuk slach yek sheir. That's what I would think. Kamash melan afilo haki psula. You should discuss yourself. Koshi lada lulav sukkah kazu v'diras ruchei. Okay, here in Sharatzion ois chav a. The Sharatzion brings down a big machlokas rishon. What does it mean, dira srucha? Okay, the Sharatin ois chafe. Mashem rachaber, da fila biti yeve psula, dira srucha pasal. Vachin hetig, vipere shabin hachanano, maritz geyetz la ritva. Vila fuke milosh na rambam. Mashem lacharine, da in el zahiris ba'amo. The rambam sounds like it's just a zahiris ba'amo. The chatkila, you shouldn't sit in such a sukkah. But biti yeve, you'd be yote mitzah sukkah. It sounds like it's not ma'ake. Even mechaber, and from many rishon, it sounds like it is. Ziyas ba'amo kedira srucha mamishi, dan sheskach reich harab, the little pasal shem harabam, gam kein b'di evit. Ma'ayim yiri, shehevi, deos, bazeh, dira shu footnote 19, brings down a bia, a hezbron, machlekes, from the biskurov, ayin sham, for home. That's the first half of sif test. Second half of sif test, ava, imanoyin yordin l'toch asara, einam poslin. So this is a continuation of what we learned last week, where we said that if the sukkah is more than 20 amas high and the decorations are hanging down to the 19 amah, hanging down, that's not going to help you. Noi sukkah, gemara sukkah, davyud, noi sukkah, ein mematin v'sukkah. It's not going to lower the schach when it's 20 amas high. It remains pasul. and it's not going to passel the small sukkah of 10 tefachim high. Rashi spells it out over there. Adaf yud. So here in hanoyin yordin atoch asara einam. Even though the decorations are hanging, if the branches are hanging low, dira sukha passes the sukkah. Decorations hanging down are not going to pass the sukkah. What's the difference? The cave named Linoya sukkah, Beteli agaba the sukkah velomikra day is at dira sukha. It's not called dira sukha, it's bato. It's not going to pass the sukkah. Seif yud. End of tough reish lamed gimel. So this is also a Gemara over there in the Dalit. Hi, son, I have a sukkah in my garden. My garden, I have a dirt garden. And my kids made a sukkah. It is 9 tefachim high. So it's possible. So now I want to kasher it. So we're going to dig. We're going to dig out the dirt. 1 tefach. And then we'll have 10 tefachim. It'll be 10 tefachim high. I dig out the middle of the sukkah so that from the ditch that I'm digging inside the sukkah up to the sach is a full 10 tefachim. So now it should be kosher. Let's see. It depends. V'yesh b'chakak shiur hechsher sukkah. Okay, obviously it has to be hechsher sukkah. It has to be 7 by 7 tefachim. In ein b'chakak l'koysel shloish tefachim shir. Yesh b'chakak tefachim. Psula. So Gemara asks, why by the Dofen Akuma you have 4 amos and here you only have 3 tefachim? So there by the Dofen Akuma I have a kashura wall, but I have pasul schach. So I want to continue my kashura wall and call the pasul schach. I want to call it wall. So that dalet amos is enough for a hemshech of a wall. But here I don't have a wall at all because not 10 tefachim. I want to create a wall. You want to create a wall. You need to have the ditch has to be within 3 tefachim of the wall for it to be considered a continuation of the wall and for the wall now to count as 10 tefachim high. Mishaber sifkatan chavtes shosh tefachim kshera. Darmina lavut less than 3 tefachim. We say it's kosher lavut. It's like one happy wall. Rabbi kmo haksolim magim arachakak. It's as if the walls of the sukkah curve sort of. To the ditch, the whatever it's called in English, the hole that you've dug in the middle of the sukkah. Okay, now here is the million-dollar question. Now you kasher the sukkah. It's less than 3 tefachim, so the sukkah is kasher. But I now want to sit on the part that is not 10 tefachim high. I want to sit on the 2.5 tefach section that wasn't dug out. I'm going to put my feet in the hole. I'm going to sit on the side. Makes a very comfortable chair because my chair is not going to fit in the sukkah because my head's going to bump my head. So I want to sit on the side. Is that good? So he says the Mishavur, Mikomakum Lecha, Avlishan Chutz Lechakak, to be able to eat and sleep on the periphery of the sukkah where it's not 10 tefachim high, Bein Lezada Pesel, Bein Lezada Ksolim, on any of the 4 sides. Yesh, and it's a big machlokas aposkim. Yesh, mina aposkim shech, miru bazeh. Even though the middle part is going to be kosher, yesh poskim shemach mirim, that's not necessarily going to impact and kosher the periphery, and therefore you should not eat or sleep in that part of the sukkah. That is the end of Siman Tov Reish Lamed Gimel.